This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent. Today's question takes us to Colossians. Have you ever encountered some well-dressed folks knocking on your door wanting to argue with you that Jesus is not God? They love to quote a verse from Colossians to make their case. In chapter 1, Paul says that Jesus is, quote, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Now, John, why did he word his statement like that? That could sound like Jesus is a creature, not the creator.
Well, the cults love to find their isolated and misinterpreted verses, don't they? They certainly are good at finding those and confusing people who don't really know what Scripture is saying. In this case, however, if you look at the full text that you just quoted, he is the image of the invisible God. He is the direct copy. That's what that word means. He is the carbon copy, the exact reproduction, the duplication of the invisible God. Now, that's a title that can only be deemed to refer to deity, and God is uncreated. However, at the same time, Jesus is the prototokos. That's the Greek word translated firstborn. And it doesn't mean firstborn in chronology. It doesn't even have the word born in it. It means the premier one. The prototokos is the premier one. Of all who have ever been a part of the creation, he's the premier one. And of course he was part of the creation because he was born in a human form. So he is both the exact representation of God and a part of the creation.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the Gospel of John, free of charge, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.